neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now, so that means these 10 days, as Hashem created this project, He brought something new to this environment that He was busy with. It didn't exist, right? So it's a tense saying it came about. So now, at this moment, He expects us that the same way that He brought a project with tense saying, the same way that Avraham Avinu, as He says, Abraham, Abraham. Why is Abraham, Abraham? Because it was Abraham in Shomayim, and then when He passed the 10th head, He said, Chazak Baruch. You became the Abraham that we were expecting from you. Like it says, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. Why? Because there's a David up there.
So why did he call Isaac Esau?
I'm sorry?
Why did he call Isaac
Esau? He didn't accomplish it. He didn't accomplish it. But there is every expectation, every destiny that is designated. Like let's say Hillel. There's a Hillel in Shamayim, and then they expect that you become the Hillel in Shamayim. Good? So now that means at this moment, the expectation from us that we have to make a new project out of ourselves. That's the whole task. That's why we have 10 days. So like 10 saying, 10 tests from Avinu. So that means you cannot like yourself too much. You cannot think like yourself too much. What do you mean? Now you have another 3 days left. So that means many times you present it with something that is very, very, very disagree with you. Very, very different from you. This is very, 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 very unheard of you.
Still your task.
And you say, you push it away. Say, what is this? But here, that's the whole task. That your responsibility is you cannot be whatever that you were before. It's not accepted. You have to make a new project out of yourself. And it's very interesting. It's a very, very interesting matter that every Chag that we start, like this is Shabbat. How do we start it? No, this is the first step that we take when we start the Chag. Say? And then?
Mention the name of Hashem.
Yeah, Chazal Baruch. Make a Kiddush. Beautiful. Make a Kiddush. So now, Yom Tov, Kiddush. Shabbat, Kiddush. Right? One. But before you enter the holy day, you have to make a Kiddush.
You don't hear the bad call.
Beautiful.
To
beautiful.
To acknowledge.
Praise is acknowledging. Yes. So now let's say you take a orange and you squeeze it, and then you squeeze it in a glass. So you want to drink this outcome of from orange. What do you say?
Shehakol.
When you squeeze a apple, what do you get? When you squeeze a grape, what do you get?
I get juice.
No, what bracha do you say?
No grape.
What do you say? Where I gave it? Why? What happened? What do you mean change it? Why? What's the difference? They're all the same. They're all juices. Why is it different? No, there is no difference. It's all the same. Say? But they're all juice, no?
Sacramental. Grape is sacramental.
It means?
Used in elevation, in making
a... Understand, but when you squeeze a grape, what's the outcome?
The grape was made to make the grape juice.
I know, what do you get?
Grape juice.
No! Wine, you get the wine!
Yes.
Exactly. This nine is the higher tikkun today. The whole difference here is. It says, Gefen mi Mitzrayim tasiya. Pasuk in Tehillim says that Am Yisrael dar Gefen. Hashem brought grapes out of the Mitzrayim. What does it mean? Yes. No, no. The whole delicate point here is when you squeeze an orange, apple, pear, do they elevate or they depreciate?
Depreciate.
Depreciate, right? When you squeeze a grape, it elevates or depreciates?
Elevates.
So that means when you squeeze a grape, you get wine. You know what that is? So that means Yehudi, when he runs to something that it's not according to his way of thinking, when he's squeezed, you have to take that and make it wine out of it. So that's why before you start any Chag, any Shabbat, you're going from a day that is not holy. You're going to
holy.
So obviously you reject. You say, I cannot go to this holy domain. So no, you just made the chidush the same way that when you squeeze a grape and becomes wine. When you feel like you're a grape and they squeeze you, you have to be
happy.
Wine. That means any moment of Yehudi's life that when he feels, you know, this is what my whole system is. That's how I got used to. That's how I was trained. When you run into something that it rejects to your way of thinking. So then you have to learn, maybe this is better than what I think. Maybe I was trained in the wrong way. Maybe I was in a different environment. It was in the wrong environment. Maybe some of the friends that maybe taught them things that they should have.
And that's what the whole point of Asarat Yemin Teshuvah is all about. If I go through this Asarat Yemin Teshuvah and I'm the same way of behaving, thinking, mentality as I was before the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, so I wasted my time. I wasted the opportunity. And that's what the whole message of this Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is. That these 10 days of Teshuvah, we try to actually not to celebrate Yom HaKippurim. We have to be Yom HaKippurim. That's what the whole task is. That means you have to reach the level exactly like Yom HaKippurim. How? You have to see maybe whatever that elevation that I need has to be combined with my character, my system. I'm not permitted to reject anything that comes to me. So no, this is no good. I don't accept this. It doesn't work that way. Because you cannot put yourself in a framework and say, this is it, this is me. So what's the whole process of going through Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and Yom HaKippurim? There's no such a thing. Yehudi should understand that many times you are habited the way you've grown up. And this is the timing that you have to reconsider yourself. You have to change yourself. You have to change your way of thinking. It's not that this is you and the take it or leave it. It doesn't work that way. And it should not be that way. And then, you know, what's the whole point of this timing? Selichot, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, what's the point of it? Hashem is like, you know, to make a good vintage wine. That's not Hashem. Make a nice Borei Peri HaGefen. And Hashem Baruch Hu, Yizakeh Otanu V'Shana Male, Besorot Tovot, Semachot. I make it at all. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.